Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's been about 6 months, maybe longer, since I've been on the air. This is A.D. DeBosco. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. Hey, you know, I decided to do a show because it looks like the shit is going to hit the fan. Looks like hell has frozen over and the demons have nowhere to go. Barack Obama is shaking in his boots because Donald J. Trump is going to take the helm of the neocon plan. Now, what is the neocon plan? We know that the neocon plan is basically to shake up the world and basically control everything as the fires dwell down and the ashes smolder. They come back and basically divide up the spoils of war. You know, I wanted to do this show tonight because after 7 months, I had cancer surgery last January. My field was sprayed with glyphosate, Roundup, right onto my property next to my well. I don't know, it could have been a design plan maybe to kill me, but I had to give up my Springer Spaniel. Basically, my heart was broken for the last year, and I just had no desire and no real, focus on what's been going on because I just didn't care anymore. I'm on the mend. I think America's on the mend. I think people are more awake than they've ever been. Right now, I just got done reading, basically Reinventing Government, Fast Triggers, and Cultural Changes, along with Seeds of Destruction. And, of course, in my other programs for 2 years, I talked about America's Nazi Secrets by John Loftus. And, of course, Steve Quayle has a new book called Empire Under the Ice. And then I think Joseph Farah has written a book, Nazi International. Everybody's on the Nazi train. Because the truth is, Washington, D.C. is run by Nazis. Washington, D.C. imported the Nazis. 1947, let me tell you something right now, okay? For 100 years plus, let's go back 130 years. The Rockefeller oil oligarchy and all of their minions, no matter whether it's, you know, we have laws in this country. We have laws in this country regarding monopolies. We have trust laws, antitrust laws. They're not supposed to be doing what they've been doing for 130 years. Let's go back 150 years. If you think Lincoln's real name was Lincoln, you're a moron. Go listen to Frank Otto tell you his name was Springsteen. He was part of the Rothschilds Rockefeller banking cartel. Oily people, ladies and gentlemen, own the planet. They're buzzing around in their airships and their giant airplanes, and they're sitting around drinking whiskey you couldn't afford. You could not afford the $1,000 per ounce whiskey that they drink. You could not afford the armored redoubts that they're going to be living in as they move to Iceland or they move to Greenland or they move to, wherever they're going to go. You couldn't afford to live there. You couldn't afford to go to the bunkers next to Colorado Airport and live there. I mean, they have these places stocked. And, of course, if anybody doesn't know about 9/11 and all the gold that was stolen, if they don't know who the Bushes are, the Bushes' real name is Scherf. That's right, Scherf. Otto Scorzini left lots of evidence 10 years ago. 10 years ago, this came out in an Idaho newspaper or an Iowa newspaper or somewhere out there in the Midwest they talked about it. Well, shit hit the fan, 9/11. Shit hit the fan when JFK was murdered. Shit hit the fan when the Titanic sank with all the world's wealthy people on it. And the people that were saved were the ones that decided to play ball. Save the women and children. Well, now they want to put the women in combat. They're worried about depopulation now. Depopulation. Try to say that word. Ted Turner knows how to say it. Hold on a minute. Had to get a slurp of coffee. I like coffee because it keeps me going. Getting back to what I've been reading, Seeds of Destruction, GMO, every other damn page is Rockefeller, Kissinger, Rockefeller, Kissinger, Ford Foundation, Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, the same people that gave you Hitler, the same people that wiped out Europe. You think it was about Jews, you're crazy. This was about very serious human experiments. This was about wiping out the indigenous, wiping out those useless eaters that he is just sick and tired of feeding them. After all, they got a crack somewhere, don't they? Kind of interesting today listening to Matt Bracken. We listened to Gerald Celeste and, you know, talk about the end game and, you know, monetarily, physically, what's going to happen in the cities when the power shuts down. Barack Obama is a tool. I feel, you know what, I feel bad for him. Barry Davis. I feel bad for him having gone. I've seen when he was a younger man and he gave speeches and he talked about Marxism and communism. He lived two blocks away from Malcolm X. He put glasses on the guy. He is Malcolm X. His daddy was Franklin Marshall Davis. His mother was basically a porn movie maker. Blah, 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 blah. They make things illegal so they can black market it. They make things illegal. Go read Henry Vincent's book, The Real D.C. Madam. Go read his book about how they funneled orphans to Barney Frank's house. What they did to these orphans with voodoo juice. Why would anyone want to do that? Why are 100,000 children missing every year? Read Missing 411 if you can stand it. You know, I never used to read books because I didn't like what was in them. It's a lot of garbledy goop and word stringing. That's what lawyers do. They word string. They go in, all right, so you stole some candy bars. You're a good guy. You're going to pay a $500 fine to the corporate court system. You're going to go out and be a slave because you stole some candy bars. I stole Hot Wheels cars when I was a kid. You know, my father didn't lay a hand on me for that. My father only beat me when I was too smart for him. When I said, Daddy, I don't want to read any more of the same books over and over again. I've already done the addition tables. I've done the multiplication tables, the division tables. I don't want to do it anymore. What's next? So I went out and became a carpenter. Gee, what a noble thing to do. And now I have cancer. And let me tell you something. Bladder cancer is no joke. It's a pain in the ass for a man. It's like having a hot spike up your butt. But I had surgery in January. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm fighting it the best I can. And everybody is going to wind up with cancer or diabetes because that's what they planned. Okay? That's what GMO is. It's growing fruits, vegetables. It's literally, and they feed the corn and the grain to cows. This stuff is petroleum. Roundup, glyphosate, is a petroleum product. It is not a product of nitrogen. But I guess nitrogen turns to oil as it goes into the earth. It goes into the earth and it turns into oil. But is it okay? Not what I'm reading. It destroys us at a DNA level. It breaks the strands. Hormones change when you turn 50. Will you be able to withstand the next 10, 20, 30 years, or will you have a heart attack? Will you wind up obese? I've lost 70 pounds when I quit eating diet food. I've said this on my shows many times before. I am an aspiring radio broadcaster. I am looking to do radio. If there's an alternative media out there that listens to the Everyman Show and thinks my voice could be a voice of reckoning, could my voice carry the message? To prepare yourself, you need to literally learn the difference in organic food and GMO food. Can we get away from it? No. Michael Savage says, oh, the whole GMO thing is crazy. You people are ridiculous. There's more food now in the world and everybody's healthier and happier. Why are they wiping out the indigenous black people in Africa? What's the plan? Why would Bill Gates sterilize millions of people? This Zika virus, according to Dr. Francis Boyle, is a gain of function. Bill Gates has videos on YouTube releasing mosquitoes saying this is how we're going to control the world's population. How evil could his father be to work with Margaret Sanger to bring us Planned Parenthood, eugenics, depopulation? We use too much stuff, according to Ted Turner. We just use too much stuff, he sits there and tells Charlie Rose how he wants to depopulate the planet. I believe they're going to do it. I really do. I believe it's going to happen. I mean, if I were 20 years old, I would literally not be going to college, but I would be reading every book I could get my hands on about the reality. You know, they burned the books in the 20s. Hitler burned the books. Hitler was a manifestation of Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, Carnegie, Ford Corporation, the British. Hitler was British. He was MI6. He was not German. He only did sound bites. He came out in a fervor. Look it up. All his family lived in Britain. He was a young man. He had a vision, and he had charisma, and he just had this crazy little mustache and this crazy attitude. And he went out, and he screamed at people, and Hugo Boss made the uniforms, and they all lined up and marched. It was the Russians that did the most horrible murders, because that's what people do when they don't have food. When they don't have food and they don't have water, people become targets. People become food. You cannot imagine the cannibalism that probably happened during World War II. If you don't believe it, I'll guarantee it. Now you have Hillary Clinton run for president. Do I need to tell anybody on the Everyman Show right here, right now, about Hillary Clinton's past? If you have not listened to Larry Nichols, you know, Larry Nichols has been going on Alex Jones now for 20 years. My God, his wife's last name was Nichols. Alex Jones is just one of those guys. I believe he's Bill Hicks. Maybe he is, maybe he ain't, but how stupid do we have to be not to know that he was a comedian named Bill Hicks? His name was Alex Emmerich. It's not Alex Jones, it's Alex Emmerich. I mean, it's all over Google. Google it. Google removes probably 10,000 posts a day. Google runs the cyber world. Israel runs cybersecurity. Look up John P. Wells, who was found in a dumpster in Newark, New Jersey. This man was a major cabinet member or whatever with Reagan. And he worked for MITRE Corporation. MITRE Corporation is a very stealth cybersecurity company. This very conversation I'm having on my cell phone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. The British lady sounds so just, what a voice. Soft, NPR-like. That's how they call the people in, and the pasty-faced crazies are running around. They wanted Bernie Sanders because Bernie Sanders said, we're going to tax these billionaires and millionaires. All, you know, is he crazy? You don't have billionaires and millionaires, you don't have any jobs. And look, you don't have any jobs, do you, because they all sent them to China. They went after Saddam Hussein because Saddam Hussein said, we're not going to have petrodollars anymore. We're going to have petro-euros in 1989. So he went in and started his little wars because he was armed to the teeth by the Bushes. Reagan, it doesn't matter. There were no presidents after JFK. Eisenhower warned us of the military-industrial complex. This is what's going on, and let me tell you something. They've had it. They've done as much damage. You know, DARPA, as I said before, funded rap music in 1992. Listen to Freeway Ricky Ross tell you how he sold $3 million worth of cocaine a day. In some cases, not every case. He was too stupid to take the millions they gave him and get out. So he moves somewhere, I think he said he moved to Ohio or Cincinnati, or Cleveland, somewhere, or Connecticut. And he built a nice house. He spent the money. Then he got back in the game without the approval of his handlers. Well, when you get in the game and you make connections without your handlers and you're in the drug trade like El Chapo, they're going to come take you out. Listen to Robert Tosh Plumlee tell you about it. Look up Barry Seal. And poor Michael Rupert, he just couldn't take it anymore, so he blew his brains out and left a suicide note. I mean, look, it's out there. They're admitting everything. This is what Matt Bracken was talking about today. This is what Wayne Madsen has talked about. They're coming out of the shadows. When they come out of the shadows and they tell you that, yeah, everything that we, you know, yeah, it's true. Yeah, we run the drugs. Yeah, we run the guns to the gangs. Yeah, we create chaos and nobody's going to be at peace. We like to make headlines in Southeast D.C. and we like to make headlines in Detroit. Rahm Emanuel says, look, do what you want. He tells these leaders, these gangsters, do what you want, but don't do the kids. Don't kill the kids. What really goes on here? How much power does the Israeli lobby have in Washington? How many stories do I have to read about these Israeli guys, the same kind of guys that did 9/11? Of course, we know about the 28 pages, blah, blah, blah. NATO did 9/11. You can look at what's going on in Brussels and everywhere else. I mean, it's horrific. Will governments kill their own people? You're damn right they will. You're damn right they will. You get too close, you get too cocky, you get too big time, you get too flamboyant, they'll kill you. So we look at what's happening, and we have to ask ourselves, is this the Khazarian Zionist mafia that call themselves the Jews? And we will never let it happen again. We will not forget. We will win wars with deceit and deception. That's their credo. Say, look, I'm not happy about Beyonce's Super Bowl presentation, but I don't think that blacks deserve what's coming for them with Black Lives Matters. You haven't heard a peep out of Al Sharpton now for 6 months. You haven't heard a peep out of Jesse Jackson for 6 months. Louis Farrakhan came out and started talking about building we need 10,000 armed black men, you know, to go out there and take back our cities and make our children safe. And he shut up after that. Aggression will be met with brutal force. This is what the government does. The government's sole purpose is to protect its borders, culture, and language, and it has ceased to do that. Open borders, drugs all over the place, they're legalizing marijuana. I've smoked a lot of marijuana in my day, and let me tell you something, there's nothing more enlightening than 30 days after stopping, years after quitting, knowing that you wasted a lot of time in a fog. Yeah, you did some crazy, you know, imaginative and artful things, you know, you got all artsy and zen, but it's a killer, it's a brain killer. Alcohol is a brain killer. Big pharma drugs, I don't care what it is, Zoloft, Axil, especially these statin drugs that literally melt your brain because your brain is made out of cholesterol. So with brains melting, 80 million, 100 million retirees, Europe, the United States, everywhere, getting their monthly checks. I have a very strong suspicion that a banking holiday cyber glitch is going to happen. The money's not going to be there. And the banks are still taking homes from people. What are they going to do with them all? Sell them again? What's the point? What is the point of doing this to humanity? Will Donald Trump be that guy who puts a cork in it? Will the generals and the colonels and the well-to-dos get behind Donald Trump and tell the Rockefeller Zionist, you're done, it's over for you? I hear that the banking industry, from the banking of international settlements, the International Monetary Fund, which is all a conglomerate made up by these crazies, they could put $500 billion a year in these accounts, running heroin, cocaine, black market, you name it, arming all types of global rebels and warriors to dishevel and destroy society. Chaos is cash. And all of these Swiss bank accounts, let's face it, folks, the Swiss got all the gold when the Nazis did what they did in World War II. All that art that was stolen from these well-to-do Jews, they didn't go after these well-to-do Jews because they wanted their art. They went after them because they were competitive. They wanted to steal their ideas. They stole their businesses and their wealth. And Hitler killed them. Or did he? How many of them are in Chaco, South America? Why is South America literally the biggest Nazi stronghold? The whole southern cone is run by the Bushes, who are actually the sheriffs. Go look at Otto Skorzeny's, if you can find it now. I haven't been able to find it lately. Google probably scrubbed it. Let's face it, ladies and gentlemen. There are only about 300 families on the planet that run everything. I don't care if it's Walmart or Kohl's or Target, the military-industrial complex, the weapons manufacturers, you know, the guys who make pretzels and Q-tips. Who cares? It's all the same thing. It's all the same families, the Committee of 300, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them. Scared to death of rats running around the streets that look like human beings when, after all, they create this mess. New drugs coming out, whether it's big pharma or street drugs, whatever it is, try to stay away from it. I have recently been having a great love affair with spices. The spice rack is the key to longevity. It is the reason why so many Chinese and so many people in India, while they're not eating T-bone steaks and baked potatoes, they eat rice and beans and stay close to the earth. But spice wields a power, a healthy power. Look at their skin, their teeth, their eyes. Look at the genetics of passed on from thousands of years. Look at the power in Egypt that was once a world control grid. The Romans, the whole thing. But Egypt is where you'll see the cradle of life. Egypt is an unbelievable civil society that was torn to shreds God knows how long ago. Was Jesus real? I think Yahweh is real. I believe that we are merely renters on this planet. And I believe that when you look at the Mayans and you look at the historical peoples who disappeared, and nobody seems to know how they disappeared, knowing, hey, they lied about the pyramid. The pyramids are 12,000 years old plus before the Ice Age. That's how long we've been scurrying around, about 12 to 13,000 years, and the science just keeps telling us about global warming. And don't forget about the sun. Yeah, I'm wrong. All the science is a lie. Most of what you see, they're teaching people in colleges about history and humanity. There's bogus indoc garbage. You better know how to use a hammer. You better know how to use a trowel. You better figure out how to plow the feet, the dirt below your feet. You better have long discussions with your family about what's going to happen when the power goes off. You better learn about plants, because they want to make plants illegal. They want to make them more expensive than gold. It just doesn't end. It doesn't end. I was so busy counting my money. 4.5 years, I did about $1.5 million. I was building all these things in Washington for all these people, and I was the cheapest guy on the block. I worked as hard as I could until I did a job for a couple of people that were pretty scary when I think about it. I got sick after that and never worked again. Then they came around, stole my dog, stole my equipment, robbed my garage. They moved DHS, NSA, and all these guys into my house because I was screwing around on Craigslist. When I found Craigslist, they found me, because that's what the internet is, the net, the web. Why call this the Everyman Show? Because it isn't just war. It isn't just food. It isn't just the economy. As Bill Clinton is back in the limelight, and one of his most famous, retorts was, it's the economy, stupid. and you look at what that man did to people. Look at the women. Now the cops are talking. Now Secret Service is talking. Their security details are saying, we're talking to some wicked people. And then you see Hillary Clinton taking a stroll on many occasions with who? The head of the Rockefeller family. Okay? So let's not be coy. Let's not be stupid. If you can't use your brain, they don't want you to exist, and that's coming. So in other words, if you just want to be a simple farmer, forget about it. If you just want to be a simple tribesman, forget about it. If you just want to be a guy who sends out and does art, drinks coffee all day, and you're happy with your, you know, $25 a day income, they're not going to be happy with you. Whatever is coming, it's coming. And when I hear somebody like Matt Bracken, Gerald Celeste, especially Steve Quayle, Joel Skousen talk about what's going to happen in the cities, Washington, Detroit, L.A., St. Louis, Miami, Austin, Texas, you know, San Diego, California. Look at Washington State when they killed Lavoie Venicum. That was hired mercenaries. That was not anything but because the Russians, whether they own the land or they leased the land, as Hillary Clinton was in the State Department, they own 20% of this country's uranium mining now. Whether Putin is for real, whether Snowden is for real, whether Gordon Duff is for real, I think it's real because it all makes sense. State of the Nation is a great site to go to, you know, not State of the, you know, whatever, State of the Nation, okay? That's a great site to go to. Global Research is a great site to go to. Canadian Free Press, WordPress, you name it, they're all putting the, you know, the caps on. They're all putting their, you know, they're telling it like it is. And the stories, as I've looked at them for 8 years, is all coming to a head. This gigantic boil is going to rupture. All right, well, you know, I did the best I could tonight. I hope you all listened. I hope you get with me. Maybe you'll, you know, send me an email if you want to at owlsmoney2014@AOL.com. If anybody out there is interested in my local capabilities, please get in touch with me. I'm looking for a job. I need a job. I want a job. I can talk for hours. At 59 years old, I think I've got my focus on, and I am not a brilliant scholar. So basically, I think that I'm harmless. And as the two goons that came to check me out said, "You're not a threat. What the hell are we doing here?" And the guy buys my binoculars. Brian and Paul, they used my friends' names. One guy died. Another one that I just hung out with all my life was all they could scour up because I basically have no friends. This is the Everyman Show. Thanks a lot for listening. And I'll be doing this again real soon, maybe tomorrow. Bye-bye.